This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in a full swing. I go by the name of King Bash, with the mentor stock himself. Now, the results of the 2025 matric class have recently been released, and many young people are now exploring opportunities for admission into higher education institutions. This is an important step, you know, for those who want to pursue further studies, develop relevant skills, and prepare, you know, themselves for meaningful participation in the job market. Now, joining me on the line right now is Mr. Mandlinkosi Ndlunkulu, who is the Deputy Director, Qualifications Development at Quality Council for Trades and Occupation. This is QCTO, to discuss the risks posed by bogus colleges and institutions that falsely, you know, claim to offer accredited qualifications, a challenge that continues to affect many unsuspecting students and their families in South Africa. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good afternoon, sir. I'm okay, and thank you for the opportunity, and good afternoon to all listeners.
All right, so thank you so much for taking your time to join us on the show. Really do appreciate it. But to start the conversation, please do share with us, the matriculants in particular, the role and mandate of the QCTO.
Thank you. The QCTO became operational in 2010 and established in terms of the Skills Development Act of 1998. And it is one of the three quality councils, and alongside Umalusi and the Council on Higher Education. The QCTO's mandate, to all listeners out there, they ought to know that it is to manage the Occupational Qualification Sub-Framework, which is shortly called the OQSF.
All right.
And it is also, an integral part of the National Qualifications Framework. And its primary role, it is to ensure quality assurance within the trade and occupational learning space. And it is responsible for the development, registration, and quality assurance of all occupational qualifications, part qualifications, and skills programs. And these occupational qualifications are registered on the NQF from level 1 to 8 and supporting a wide range of occupational and vocational learning pathways. Thank you.
All right. So, I mean, what makes, you know, the QCTO accredited qualifications valuable, you know, a valuable pathway for learners compared to the traditional university academic route?
So the QCTO accredited qualifications, they are valuable pathways in terms of all these. They open up to a range of opportunities in the job market. And they are developed by industry and for industry. And in our understanding and what we have in terms of the structure of qualifications, they are structured in three components: theoretical knowledge, practical skills, and work experience. And therefore, what we have as structured qualifications, they prepare learners for real work environments and for employment. And occupational qualifications are directly aligned to specific jobs and occupations. And as they are registered on the National Qualifications Framework, learners receive credentials that both credible and give meaningful labor market opportunities. And they enhance employability. They also support entrepreneurship and self-employment. And this drive, it is about production and industry relevance in South Africa and in the growing economy. Thank you.
All right. So speaking of the institutions, you know, themselves, what kind of institutions does the QCTO, you know, accredit in terms of scope and mandate?
On our records, we've already registered 900 occupational qualifications and part qualifications and 300 skills programs. And many of these qualifications, they expand to areas just energy transition and green and hydrogen and solar photovoltaic services and renewable energy. And the kind of institutions that, therefore, we align with in terms of implementing our qualifications, we refer to skills development providers, which in short we call SDP, and assessment centers. And all these institutions, in terms of them being accredited by the QCTO, they are then authorized to offer occupational qualifications, part qualifications, and skills programs. And assessment centers, therefore, are institutions that are accredited to conduct and facilitate learner assessment for occupational competences. And therefore, it is important that all these institutions, they must be noted out there. Our listeners must just make sure that they, in fact, enroll to a registered SDP and also an accredited assessment center.
So how can, you know, one find out if a skills development provider or assessment center is accredited by the QCTO?
So it is important that we let our listeners out there that an SDP or an assessment center to be accredited by the QCTO, it is in this context that an official accredited, an accreditation letter must be issued. And if an SDP or an assessment center doesn't produce an accreditation letter which has been issued by the QCTO, then we must note and take it with some pinch of salt. Because at this level, clearly, it is then something else which we can so-called bogus. And then details of this letter, it must be clear that it must have the name of the qualification which the institution is accredited to train again. And also, it must in fact state the validity period of that accreditation, because our qualifications, they have a period of implementation and them being valid to the public and on the registration in terms of the national qualifications them. So therefore, a skills development provider should in fact offer qualifications that, according to us, are registered on our QCTO sub framework, and also QCTO websites are available, and also registered on the NQF and SAQA database. So this is what we talk to. And prospective learners are encouraged to verify institutions in terms of accreditation and the status of accreditation. And by consulting our website as the QCTO or contacting the QCTO directly, because we do have available workers and personnel who at all times will assist our learners out there and our listeners out there and the public out there to ensure that we get that verification and validation of our accredited SDPs and assessment centers and institutions. Thank you.
Most definitely. So, I mean, let's just say, you know, most parents or learners find themselves in this situation. What action should learners and parents, you know, take before enrolling with institutions?
So it is important to state that learners and parents are strongly advised to actually verify accreditation status of institutions. And this is the action that they must do. They must consult the QCTO website. And for the, in terms of the official database that we have, we do have accredited skills development providers available on our database. And then also, they must request an official accreditation letter from that SDP, which earlier on I did indicate the details, among others, what that letter must have. And it must specifically indicate what qualification that SDP intend to pursue and implement. And they must also verify and approve in terms of the scope that includes or that is included in that qualification, because it is important that any qualification that institution is accredited against, it does indicate the scope that it should cover. And when the scope is above what is being accredited or given accreditation against, then that must be verified and be validated, because you do find other areas in institutions where some institutions, they would want to provide and expand on their accreditation and keep things that do not, in fact, correspond. But then we need to make sure that when we pick up those areas where there's an expansion which has not been accredited, and then we must clearly indicate that it's a fraudulent institution and it is also falsely claiming against a QCTO qualification, because any trade, it must have a red seal certificate. So that indicates that that qualification is issued against an accredited institution.
So, Mr. Ndukula, I mean, what guidance are you providing to learners who discover that an institution is not accredited and, you know, purporting to offer QC2O qualifications?
So we do indicate to all listeners and learners out there and parents that any institution that fraudulently so and is in fact purporting to implement and offer a qualification that it has not applied accreditation against. That matter must be reported promptly to relevant authorities. And learners are encouraged to, in fact, notify law enforcement agencies because we work closely with those law enforcement agencies just to ensure that everything that happens within the education and training space is guarded against anything that is unscrupulous and is, in fact, unwarranted. And at the end of the day, we also encourage all learners and listeners out there, parents and the public, to report matters to the Department of Higher Education and Training, and also to report such matters to the Quality Council for Trade and Occupation, that is the QCTO, and also further report such matters to the South African Qualifications Authority, that is SAQA, because all these bodies have been, in fact, given by the minister authority and a right to make sure that they follow through and cases are investigated and those institutions will be taken to the book of law and be dealt with accordingly.
Thank you so much for that. Before we let you go, Mr. Ndukula, any last words or advice you wish to share with learners considering an occupational qualification pathway?
It is important to note that multiple pathways can lead learners to a successful and fulfilling career. An accredited TVET colleges that we have, and accredited skills development providers. In our understanding and our view, we want to proclaim and say they are well positioned to offer credible industry aligned career pathways. And we, in fact, continue as the QCTO to highlight technical and vocational education as a strong, practical alternative for many. And in that context, it is a first choice. And we are, in fact, dispelling this challenge of common perception that says universities, they are the only route to meaningful employment. Mm-hmm. We have colleges and SDPs, they remain the first choice. Mm-hmm. And prospective students should carefully review all available options and through registered and accredited institutions and avoid unregistered and unaccredited colleges and providers to safeguide their future and career prospects and protect their family's financial investment. It is in our understanding as the QCTO that at all costs, occupational qualification and the OPSF is well protected. Mm. And we implement qualifications that provide opportunities for employment by industry and for industry. Mm. Thank you.
Mr. Ndukula, thank you so much for taking your time to join us on the show. We really do appreciate it, and we hope that the right people were listening so that they get this information from you. We really do appreciate you. Have yourself a fantastic day further.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity given to the QCTO to air this information and messages. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.